Pod People.
Relax. Breathe. Welcome to Ghost Honey's
Dream Machine.
Greetings, gentle listeners. I'm not sure what time you're all listening to this, but it is very late at night where I am. Or very early in the morning, I guess. Let's see, it's now... oh, 3 a.m. Ooh, the witching hour. I stay up really late binging the Great British Bake Off with Rose. And then we started watching random food competition shows and somehow ended up watching pumpkin carving videos on YouTube. Ugh, I don't know. It's been a weird night. But God, do I love pumpkins. Do you have a favorite season? As a spooky boy myself, I've always loved the fall. The leaves on the trees changing colors, the moody gray stormy skies, Halloween, and my birthday, and who could forget the pumpkin-scented candles? Ooh, and the pumpkin-flavored breads, apple cider, candy, oh, and the pumpkin-flavored cakes, apple strudel, pumpkin pie, caramel apples, oh, and the pumpkin-flavored coffee. Oh, dancing skeletons, oh, my favorite. But here in Southern California, there's no real strong shift in seasons. At least, there hasn't been since I lived here. It's really easy for me to lose my concept of time and space out here. Last year on my birthday, I drove out to look at a pumpkin patch to put me in a jolly autumnal mood, and it was 98 degrees. Even though we're approaching summer now, I can't help but to reminisce and yearn for the fall that I experienced growing up. Maybe because I haven't gotten to experience it in over 2 years. I keep feeling like it's looming out of reach, and I'm living in a perpetual and literal state of blue skies and sunshine. I guess that's one of the benefits to living in this old house. It's kind of like I'm microdosing Halloween every day. Sorry, gentle listeners. Can you hear that? Oh, can you hear the stairs creaking? Every night I hear them creak like someone is walking up or down them. That's why I hate going downstairs at night. I usually avoid leaving the bedroom at all costs, but... okay. Tonight is the night. Let's get to the bottom of this. I'm a very brave boy. I mean, man. Oh, I remember Victor the Vampire saying there was a strange energy radiating from these stairs, but I don't remember him saying that it was evil or bad energy, right? All right, gentle listeners. Should we go investigate? Okay, be brave, be brave. Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? Maybe a headless horseman? Or something less scary, like a headless, teddy bear? Oh no, that's so sad. Hello?
Can you please move your feet off of me?
Oh my God. I'm sorry, sorry. Wait, who's there? I can't see anyone.
Down here, I am Staircase. It is a pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
The staircase has a face and is talking to me. The staircase has a face and is talking to me. The staircase has a face and is talking to me. The staircase has a face and is talking to me.
Ah, you okay, my good sir?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I just wasn't expecting this. Have you always been sentient?
Oui, but I only come alive at night.
Oh, so the creaking I hear really late at night, that's you?
Oui, I am stretching, but I try to stay quiet so as not to awaken you.
Oh, how considerate?
I've been so lonely. Sometimes the goblin that lives here comes down to keep me company, and they read me pages from your diary.
Oh my God, Rose. Is everyone in this house reading my diary?
Oui, pretty much. I've been hoping to introduce myself to you, but you never really seem to leave your bedroom this late at night.
Oh, yeah. I've been a little bit of a scaredy cat, I guess.
I've wanted you. Just don't fall into the wooden steps that form my mouth. You don't want to fall in and hurt yourself.
Got it. Thanks. Does your mouth lead to the basement?
I do not have a firm concept of my anatomy. One time, the goblin dropped one of their socks into my mouth hole to see where it goes, but alas, they never found it. They were very upset at me after that, and they called me a thief and stormed off.
Oh, interesting. Maybe I should tell Victor about this. He's the vampire next door. He would love to meet you.
Yes. I know all about Victor. I believe you said his smooth, shiny black hair and deep voice that reverberates inside your ribcage and tickles your heart.
Why do I even have a lock on my diary? Oh my god, I'm gonna kill Rose.
Don't worry. I would never tell Victor your secrets. I was created to hold secrets.
Fear not, gentle listeners. Ghost Honey's Dream Machine will be right back after the break.
Greetings, gentle listeners. I hope you've been doing well. I am so excited to talk to you today about my very first book. It's called Gentle Chaos: Poems, Tales, and Magic. This book is a collection of poems, images, personal stories, and vignettes that explore magic, queerness, lost history, love, and death, and the enchantment and comfort to be found in the weird, the dark, and the different. There's also pictures of teeth. The holiday season is fast approaching, and this book could make the perfect gift for the sensitive, death-obsessed weirdo in your life. And you can purchase it now wherever you buy books. Not only is there a book, but there is also a companion oracle card deck, a guided journal, and an audiobook recorded by yours truly, available wherever you listen to books. I hope you enjoy this book just as much as I do, and happy holidays from me to you.
Welcome back, gentle listeners.
I was created to hold secrets.
Can I ask, Staircase, why do you sound French?
I do not know. All I know is one night I came alive. I stretched my steps and they formed into my eyes and nose and mouth hole. And a kind older woman was sitting where you stand now at the top of my head looking down at me. And she said, "Hello, how are you? I am lonely, the nights are long. Would you like to talk to me?" And I said, "I would love to chit-chat with you."
Wait, what did this woman look like?
Ah, she was beautiful. Silk pink robe, long silver hair tied in a knot on her head. Kind eyes, stern mouth.
That sounds like my great aunt Ida.
Oui, Ida, ma petite chouchou.
Wow, you knew my great aunt Ida?
She would come and talk to me almost every night. Tell me about her family, her life, her great grandnephew, Ty.
Oh, I go by Ghost Honey now. You can call me Ghost Honey.
Ghost Honey?
Yeah, it's my podcasting name. I'm too nervous to share my real name on the internet, for safety reasons. And I don't want people from high school to find me and make fun of me.
Why would they make fun of you?
For talking to my staircase? Or having a crush on a vampire? I don't know.
You are ashamed.
I mean, yeah, who isn't?
I am not ashamed to talk to you, or to be a sentient staircase that was created to keep a lonely woman company.
My great aunt Ida created you?
Oui, I think so. Like a mother, she was the first thing I saw when I opened my eyes. And like her child, I was the last thing she saw as well.
Oh.
She talked of you and your art often.
Thank you for keeping her company. I wrote her letters occasionally, but I feel like I should have visited her more.
Do not regret it. She knew you were off painting, living your life. It is what she wanted for you.
Thank you, Staircase. Did my aunt ever talk to you about a place called Hazel Grove or someone named Oak?
She did not talk too much about her past. Mostly her hot gossip and drama. Oh, you would not believe what Bethel served at Book Club 1 week. We hated Bethel so. She also talked of you and your letters and art. Her dreams and nightmares. You know, she wanted to run away and join the circus when she was little.
Really? And do what? Be a ringleader?
She wanted to be a tightrope walker. She loved the danger.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Staircase, it was so lovely to finally meet you. I'm sorry I'd been avoiding you this whole time. I'll be sure to visit you and chit-chat with you from now on. I would love to learn more about you and hear stories about my aunt.
Of course, mon chéri. I would love that too.
Great. Well then, good night, Staircase. Wait, does it hurt you when I walk up and down you during the day?
No, I am enchanted to be conscious only during the witching hour.
Enchanted? What, was my great aunt Ida a witch or something?
Probably. Have you seen the house around you? Filled with velvet tapestries, shiny rocks, hundreds of glass vials, and enough patchouli incense to open your own shop. That is a witch if I've ever heard of one.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Okay. Good night, Staircase. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, little ghost honey. And sweet dreams to you, too. Au revoir.
Hi, Moon. The staircase is alive.
Oh, that's nice, dear.
Yeah, I thought it was a headless horseman, but it's just sentient steps with a French accent.
Things are not always as they seem. The first appearance deceives many. The intelligence of a few perceives what has been carefully hidden. Phaedrus.
Oh, so true, Moon, so true. Are you what you appear to be? Are you really the moon? Or just some enchantment of the house being projected onto the moon?
I am pretty sure I am really the moon.
If you say so. That sounds like something an enchantment that thought they were the moon would say.
Why was the staircase French?
Oh, I don't know. I guess, add that to my list of mysteries to solve.
I take notes for no man. I am the moon.
Right, you big, goofy ball of cheese in the sky. Ugh. Sweet dreams.
And good night to you all too, gentle listeners. And remember, things are not always what they seem, I guess. Sweet dreams. Ghost Honey's Dream Machine was written by me, Tyler Gaysa. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this lovely little podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Morgan Foose, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Barbara Jones and Mark Fisher at Outshine Talent and all of my family and friends. If you love Ghost Honey's Dream Machine, the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. And if you're an overachiever, please leave a glowing review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Ghost Honey on TikTok and at Tyler Gaysa everywhere else to stay tuned on all Dream Machine news. And please, if you feel so inclined, go ahead and submit your own dreams at the dream submission form linked in any of my social media bios. I may include it in an upcoming episode. Bye for now.